You're listening to the Radio Ammo Breakfast, only on Kiwi.
Keithing this morning is reporting on his public address blog, I'm reading verbatim there here, that on Q&A on Sunday, Nick Smith claimed that Greenpeace's campaign for a 40% emissions reduction was unaffordable, and he cited a report showing that it would have cost about $15 billion per year at 2020, or $60 per person per week. However, Keithing said that this is absolutely wrong, and the report that Nick Smith quoted wasn't even about emissions reductions. To wade through these facts and figures and actually make some sense of it for us is the author and journalist, freelance journalist at publicaddress.net, Keith Ng. Good morning to you, Keith.
Good morning, Wemmel.
Now, you're going to really have to make some sense of this for us about, you know, what is carbon credits and emissions trading and what did Nick Smith actually get wrong here?
Well, okay, this report is about carbon credits, the potential changes that would that New Zealand would experience if we had a change to the allocated carbon credits. So if we were given more carbon credits through the international system, then these are credits that we can use to have emissions, right?
Right.
So it actually plots out four different scenarios. And the important thing to note is that in these four scenarios, it assumes no reduction in emissions. So it's saying that, okay, if we keep the emissions at the same level,
yep,
how much will it cost New Zealand if we lose 15% of our carbon credits, or we lose 40% of our carbon credits? So it actually explicitly makes this assumption that, okay, this is what will happen if we don't reduce our emissions. And yet Nick Smith is taking these numbers and going, oh, this is really bad. You know, this is the number that will cost us if we reduce emissions by 40%. That is exactly not what it's saying. That's the opposite of what it's saying.
So he's quoting something from, is he misreading a report here? What's happened?
Well, he is grossly misreading this report, because this report says in many places this is not the same as investigating domestic emissions targets, and it should not be interpreted as such. And on Sunday, he was on Q&A saying, quoting this exact same report by NZIEL and Infometrics,
yeah,
he's quoting this report and using these numbers and saying, this is how much cutting emissions will cost us, when that is clearly not the case.
So in reality, is it going to cost us more or less?
We don't know. The point is that this report has nothing to do with how much cutting emissions will cost.
Right.
In fact, this is in a sense, a measure of what the carbon credits will cost us if we don't cut the emissions. So, for example, if we lose 40% of our carbon credits and we don't cut emissions, then it's going to cost us $15 billion because we're going to have to purchase these carbon credits from overseas.
Mm. Okay, so do you think he just he overlooked the point that this report wasn't designed to give him the information that he was looking for?
I really don't know, because the most worrying thing is that Nick Smith hasn't just been pulling this out as a one-off rebuttal to Greenpeace. He's been talking about it in terms of, oh, you know, the government has to make some really serious decisions, and we're looking at all the facts, and, you know, a 40% reduction target is just unrealistic because it's going to cost us $15 billion.
Was he trying to shape a report to meet the government's means and meet their end means?
The problem is, if he's actually using this report to make these decisions on climate change, then he's just completely screwed it up. He's just absolutely taken this report out of context. And the problem is that, well, nobody could read this report and actually get it wrong, because it says really clearly this is not a report about emissions reduction.
But this seems absolutely crazy. I mean, surely he would know that people were going to eventually read this report.
It does seem crazy. So I really don't know who screwed it up. It could be advisors, it could be him, it could be that they actually thought they could get away with it. But it is quite a spectacular and unbelievable screw up.
Mm. And how did you come across this? I mean, was it just a matter of pulling out the report and just reading it?
Was that it? Yes,
there was
absolutely.
Wangling was required in order to try and...
On the Herald website and on the Beehive website, attached to the press release, they actually link to this report. It's one click away. You open up the file, the first page of text says, this is not a report on emissions, domestic emissions targets.
Mm.
And so it's really amazing that nobody has picked it up until now. Now, I just talked to Sarah Barnett at Listener, and she said she'd actually picked it up before, but unfortunately she doesn't go to print for a while. So I think other people have picked it up, but nobody in the daily press has yet.
Right. So yeah. So no one's picked this up quite yet in the mainstream, but. As another way of putting this, because David Slack just sent through a message before, and he said another way of saying this would be the price of milk goes up 65%, and I say to you that I can't use the car anymore because the price of petrol has gone up 65%.
It is picking a completely wrong number, and it's a little bit difficult to make an analogy out of because it is the carbon credit system itself is actually quite complex.
Yes, yeah, but, and that's the issue here. And maybe this is why Nick Smith thought he could get away with it because the issue is so complicated that people just won't be able to figure out the figures and just believe whatever he says.
The issue is complicated, but the report itself isn't. The report itself just says this is not a domestic emissions report and this is a carbon credits report. And if the minister doesn't actually understand the difference between emissions and the credits we use for the emissions, then, Jesus, we have a really serious problem, eh?
Keith, thanks very much for your time. And people can go and check out your report on it up at publicaddress.net. Cheers, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Ramel.